person or persons unknown. Written by Anthea Fraser and read by Jacqueline Tong.
Chapter 1. I loathe drinks parties, Max Allardyce said irritably as he slowed for a red light. All you do is stand around for hours in a crowded room, drinking inferior wine and making conversation with people you hope never to see again. Rona laughed. Come on, it won't be that bad. Not at Magda and Gavin's. Oh, but it will. Even good friends metamorphose into frenzied hosts and break up any promising conversation by introducing you to someone else. Well, we could hardly turn it down, could we? It's Gavin's birthday, after all. Then why couldn't they have a civilised lunch or dinner? Or a series of them, if numbers dictated? Drinks parties are a cop-out, a means of writing off outstanding invitations in one fell swoop. No one enjoys them, but duty is seen to be done. I hope you're not going to be in this mood all evening, Rona commented. He made some reply, but she barely heard him. As they turned into Barrington Road, her thoughts had swung to the last occasion she'd visited the Ridgeways, when she'd seen her father walking along here with Catherine Bishop, a customer at the bank whom he'd professed to know only slightly. That had been a couple of months ago, and she still wasn't sure if he'd seen her drive past. The incident had never been referred to, but it had left a nebulous barrier between them. Lindsay, her twin sister, kept nagging at her to broach the subject, but she'd refused, feeling it an unwarranted intrusion. Pushing the worry aside, she saw that a line of cars stretched beyond the Ridgeway's gateway in both directions. Max, swearing under his breath, parked at the end of it. How long do we have to stay? He demanded as they walked up the path. You'll enjoy it once you're there, Rona told him rallyingly, and was spared any further comment by Magda opening the door. Half an hour later, she was prepared to concede he might have a point. Most of the people in the room were unknown to her. Magda, though she and Rona had been close since childhood, did not make friends easily, and Rona suspected the guests were mostly Gavin's colleagues drawn from work and the various sports clubs to which he belonged. Having extricated herself from a man whose breath smelt of garlic and who kept invading her space, she looked round, wondering whom to approach. Max, she noted with irritation, seemed to be enjoying himself more than she was. Obviously in charm mode, his prematurely silver head was bent attentively to a short woman who was talking earnestly up at him. "Excuse me," said a voice behind her. "Are you Rona Parrish?" She turned to see a young woman regarding her with interest. "I am, yes, and you're..." "Zara Crane. This is my husband, Tony." The man beside her held out a damp hand. They seemed younger than the other guests, and Rona wondered at their connection with the Ridgeways. The girl was a few months pregnant and wore her hair, a pale red gold, in a thick plait over one shoulder. Her husband, who just escaped being plump, had an incipient double chin, and his face was made the rounder by his curiously semicircular hairline, behind which his dark hair lay short and sleek as a seal's pelt. "I work with Gavin," he volunteered, confirming Rona's guess. "And you're a friend of Magda's, I believe." "Of them both, I hope." No need to add she'd nearly married Gavin. "She was speaking about you last week," Zara explained, "at the office do." Rona smilingly raised an eyebrow. "And what did she say?" "That you don't live with your husband and haven't taken his name, and that you've been instrumental in catching two murderers." The words had come out pat, and the girl, suddenly doubting the wisdom of them, flushed, her eyes falling to the glass of orange juice in her hand. Rona's instant annoyance was tinged with a sense of betrayal. She would have words with Magda. The fact that the summing up was more or less accurate was of little comfort. Tony Crane hastily intervened. "Please don't think we've been discussing you," he said, though they clearly had. "It's just that someone mentioned your articles in Chiltern Life. Magda told us she knew you, and that while writing them you'd solved a murder, and the killer proved to be someone she knew." Over the last months, Rona had been researching the history of Buckford, the county town, whose octocentenary was imminent.